Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello everybody, this is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for joining me on the show today. And today I want to talk about the Hurricane Irma and the judgment of our Creator. And the other night, it was Thursday night, the hurricane was scheduled to come straight for Palm Beach County, where I currently reside. And as I was getting ready for this hurricane, I decided, Yahweh put it on my heart to go out and street evangelize and let people know the truth. Because I read in the scriptures, it said clearly that at any point, who creates the mountains, who creates the sea, and who creates everything has control over everything, including the weather. And there's great examples in the Bible of how storms were stopped and paths were changed immediately, basically by the repentance of the people. And I pulled a couple of scriptures here, and for this week on the program, I want to explain about the judgment of our Creator and the hurricane that's about to happen here. And just to let you know, as soon as me and this other brother that went out preaching, when we left the house, before we went preaching, I mean, this storm was coming right for us. We were in the middle of the path, right in the eye of the path. And then what happened? We went out there and we told people about repentance. We told people they need to turn. They need to stop worrying about the shelves being empty of water, and the shelves need to be empty of Bibles. And the people need to get back to our Creator's Word, and the people need to go home and pray for repentance and repent and see what happens, because our Creator is the one that could truly help them, that could turn around this thing in a second, that can change the path of this thing, that can save us all. And we came home and we looked, and the path has completely shifted away from us. Now they're saying we might not even get hurricane winds. We might only get tropical winds. And that could change. That could shift. Because the people, it's up to us. Because there's so many examples in the scriptures of this. So I wanted on the show today to pull out some of these. Scriptures to let everyone know and to just show you the severity of living a life against our Creator, because a judgment day is coming, folks. And as I told my friend the other day, I said, what if everything we've done in life, what if our whole life was judged on our last day? So, you know, we as fellow friends, believers, family, and brothers and sisters with each other need to discern, concern, and judge each other to lift us up, not tear us down. So, but there's a greater judge that's coming, and a condemnation that's coming, and that is on Judgment Day. But what if it all is determined on our last day here? What did we do on our last day? Were we repentive for the things we didn't do? And were we right with our Creator's words? Were we desiring to seek His way? And as we think about this, I want everyone watching right now or listening right now to think about, how obedient have you been to our Creator's words? How much of a desire have you had to know our Creator and know who He is? And there's many examples in scriptures how storms were stopped and storms were created based on the judgment of our Creator and on our obedience to this. So we're saved only through the blood of Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, the one they call Jesus. However, our blessings and curses come based on our obedience or disobedience. And in scripture, it is clear that our Creator humbles us in many different ways, and hopefully we will listen. And as we look at the scriptures and we look at some of these things, the first thing I want to remind you and point to is the story of a prophet in the scripture. And it was a prophet. It's a small book in the Bible that many of you might not have even heard of yet, but it's called the Book of Nahum. And the Book of Nahum, it says, this message is concerning Nineveh. And it came as a vision to Nahum, who lived in Elcost. Nahum was a prophet of our Creator. And he said, Yahweh is a jealous God. Yahweh is a jealous God filled with vengeance and rage. You see, many people that hear about the Bible, but they don't read the Bible. They hear about Yeshua, but they don't have a relationship with Yeshua. They don't understand that, you know, even though the Bible is a book of love, well, you can't have love without having hate. It goes hand in hand. And as it says here in the book of Nahum, verse 2, it says, Yahweh is a jealous God who is filled with vengeance and rage. He takes revenge on all those who oppose him and continues rage against his enemies. This is the very one creator that people say, well, he loves everybody, he loves everything no matter what. In verse 3 it says, Yahweh is slow to get angry because he has the wonderful patience. And he's so slow to get angry. But he goes on to say, but his power is great and he never lets the guilty go unpunished. He never lets the guilty go unpunished. I am telling everyone right now, we are all sinners and we are all guilty, you, me, and everyone else. But what he is looking for is our hearts to change. He's looking for us to turn our ways. That's what he wants. Are we guilty of just ignoring him, ignoring his ways, and living our lives and seeking our own pleasures? Or are we seeking what he desires? It goes on to say in verse 3, he displays his power and whirlwind and the storm, the blowing clouds and the dust beneath his feet. He has control over all of this, folks. And clearly, if you want to believe in the world and evolution and all this other craziness, go right ahead. And then you try to stop this storm. But if you want to believe we have a creator who the Bible says can move mountains, who has shown us in his own word, he's part of the sea, that he can't stop this storm or change the track of this storm, he absolutely can. It says, at his command, in verse 4 of Nahum, at his commands, the oceans dry up and the rivers disappear. The lush pastures of Bashan and Carmel fade, and the green forests of Lebanon wither. In his presence, the mountains quake and the hills melt away. The earth trembles and its people are destroyed. Our Creator has control over all of these things. We need to understand. It says in verse 6, who can stand before his fierce anger? Who can survive his burning fury? His rage blazes forth like a fire, and the mountain crumbles to dust in his presence. Now, some people say, why are you instilling fear in people? Why are you giving this message right now and telling everybody about this message of fear? I'm telling you, it's the media and the news that's telling everyone to fear because they're not giving people a way out. They're not giving anybody a hope or a future. Our Creator says, know the plans I have for you. They are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope. Where you have people in the media today and the news today saying, get out now, evacuate, there's no hope, there's no future, and this is it. But our Creator says, no, turn to me. Turn to me. And that's not a message of rage or anger. That's a beautiful message of we have a sunlight bursting through the clouds. And hallelujah, it says in verse 7, Yahweh is good, a strong refuge when trouble comes. He is close to those who trust in him. Hallelujah. He is close to those who trust in him. Those who put a faith in him. And I want you to ask yourself right now, especially if you're in the path of this storm, are you putting your faith and your trust in man's ways, in your hurricane shutters, in the waters you're running to get from the shelves, in the gas you're putting in your car? Or are you putting your trust and your faith in our Creator? Are you running to the store to make sure that the shelves are empty of Bibles? Forget about water. You know, because he gives us the real water, the living water. Forget about food. He gives us the real food, food that would never go hungry, water that we'd never thirst. Where are we putting our trust? That's what we have to think about. It says again in Nahum verse 7, Yahweh is good, a strong refuge when trouble comes. He is close to those who trust in him. But verse 8 says, but he will sweep away his enemies in an overwhelming flood. He will pursue his foes into the darkness of night. And you might be listening to this right now thinking, well, I'm not the enemy of God. Well, I'm telling you, there's no neutrality with our Creator. You're either for him or against him. You're either following him or you're running from him. You're either his friend or his enemy. There's no middle ground. You either trust in him or you don't. You believe in him or you don't. We need to understand that. And it says in verse 9, why are you scamming against Yahweh? He will destroy you with one blow. He won't need to strike twice. His judgment is coming, folks. And just like we preached the other night out there, his judgment is here. This storm is coming amongst us. And this isn't the worst storm that we will ever see. There's one coming much greater. But we can repent and turn. And as we turn, the storm can turn. As we turn, his anger can turn. If we get right with him, he will be right with us. And he will save us amongst all of this, this chaos that's going on. The fear that's going on out there and everything else. We can change that. Instead of getting in our cars and running and fleeing, we need to get down on our knees and start praying. That's what we need to do. And then, you know, and this is a serious thing, and my heart goes out to everyone who's been affected by this. But I'm telling you, you need to change your ways. You need to get right with our Creator and what He says. And this is the word of our Creator. In Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah says in verses 5 and 6, the earth suffers for the sins of its people. For the sins of its people. Now, according to the Bible, sin is transgression of the law, is not following the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And whether it's a system of Christianity or any other system out there, you're either following the words of our Creator or you're not. But stop being deceived to think that our Creator gave us a Bible. He gave us these words when His Son died for us and set us free from death row and took our place. And He said, you don't have to follow this. No, He said, you need to follow this. Follow me. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. In Isaiah 5 and 6, it says, the earth suffers for the sins of its people, for they have twisted Yahweh's instructions, violated His laws, and broke His everlasting covenant. Therefore, a curse consumes the earth. Its people must pay the price for their sin. They are destroyed by fire, and only few are left alive. And then it goes said in Isaiah 16, it says, we hear songs of praise from the ends of the earth, songs that give glory to the righteous one. But my heart is heavy with grief. Weep for me, for I wither away. Deceit still prevails, and treachery is everywhere. So you understand, a prophet is our Creator speaking directly through the people. And I am quoting exactly what He was telling the people through these things. And then we have the example of the Savior, of the one that takes us under His wing, and the one that protects us, and the one we need to be running to, the one we need to be tuning into. If we spent as much time reading the Bible these past couple of days as we were watching the news on TV and instilling the fear in us, if we spent enough time reading the Bible, we have the fear of our Creator instilled in us, and we won't be seeking to love sin, and we'd be seeking to love righteousness. And so much can change. And I'm telling you right now, you can change the path of this hurricane through your turning, through your repentance. If everyone got together and prayed and repented and just seeked our Creator and His will and asked Him to turn us away, see what can happen. Examples over and over again in the scriptures. Let's look at Luke. In Luke 12:54-56. It says, then Yeshua, the one they called Jesus, turned to the crowd and said, when you see clouds beginning to form in the west, you say, here comes a shower. And you are right. And when the south wind blows, you say, today will be a scorcher. And it is. You fools, you know how to interpret the weather signs of the earth and sky, but you don't know how to interpret the present times. Folks, we have a Creator. We are on death row. He gave us His Son to die for us. And He's shown us great patience in our getting this and our understanding this and our coming to know the truth, to see the truth, to live the truth. But we have to get it. We have to understand it. We have to know the real answer. So it says right here clearly, simply in Scripture, in Psalms 107:29, the greatest future and hope we have, it says in verse 107:29, He calmed the storm to a whisper and stilled the waves. Do you hear that, folks? Think about that. He calmed the storm to a whisper and He stilled the waves. Let's look at this story, Yeshua of our Messiah. Here He was. He was in a boat with His disciples. And it says in Luke 8:22, it says, one day Yeshua, the one they called Jesus, said to His disciples, let's cross to the other side of the lake. So they got into a boat and started out. As they sailed across, Yeshua settled down for a nap. But soon a fierce storm came down on the lake. The boat was filled with water and they were in danger. Now remember what we just said, what we just read in Psalms 107:29. It says He calmed the storm with a whisper and stilled waters and stilled the waves. He stilled the waves. But what did His believers do? The disciples went and woke Him up shouting, Master, Master, we're going to drown. And when Yeshua woke up, He rebuked the wind, and the raging waves. Suddenly the storm stopped and all was calm. And then he asked them, where is your faith? Where is your faith? And this is what I asked everyone. Where is your faith? Faith means trust. Who is your trust in? Is it in a newsman, the weatherman? Is it in the hurricane shutters? Is it in the gas in your car? Is it in the water of the shells? Or is it in our wonderful creator? Yes, those things are important. We need to be prepared. We need to be wise in this situation. I'm not telling people to not take reverence and show understanding of what we need to be doing to prepare. But I'm telling you, we need not worship anything more than our creator. We need to have trust in him. We need to understand that. The disciples were terrified and amazed. Who is this man? They ask each other. When he gives a command, even the wind and the waves obey him. I'm here to tell everybody right now that he has complete power to do all these things. Whenever you're hearing this message, if you're in the path of the hurricane, or if a hurricane has already passed it, and you're amongst the water, and you're amongst the flood, no matter what has happened, no matter where you are, no matter what will happen, our Creator is our Creator. He doesn't change. And He gave us His Son for our salvation. But we need to get right with His Word. It's time we get right with it. Let me go back to another one of the prophets in Scripture, Daniel, and a vision Daniel had, a four beast. In Daniel 7, it says, earlier during the first year of King Belshazzar, regent in Babylon, Daniel had a dream and saw visions. As he lay in his bed, he wrote down the dream, and this is what he saw. In my vision that night, I, Daniel, saw a great storm churning the surface of a great sea, with strong winds blowing from every direction. With strong winds blowing from all these different directions. Then four huge beasts came up out of the water, each different from the others. The first beast was like a lion with eagle's wings. As I watched, its wings were pulled off, and it was left standing with its two hind feet on the ground like a human being, and it was given a human mind. Then I saw a second beast, and it looked like a bear. It was roaring up one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth between his teeth. And I heard the voice saying to it, get up, devour flesh of many people. Then the third of these strange beasts appeared, and it looked like a leopard. It had four bird's wings on its back, and it had four heads, and great authority was given to the beast. Then in my vision that night, I saw a fourth beast, terrifying, dreadful, and very strong. It devoured and crushed its victims with huge iron teeth and trampled their remains beneath its feet. It was different from any of the other beasts, and it had 10 horns. And as I was looking at the horns, suddenly another small horn appeared among them. Three of the first horns were torn out by the roots to make room for it. The little horn had eyes like human eyes and a mouth that was boasting arrogantly. I watched as the thorns were put in place, and the ancient one sat down to judge. His clothing was as white as snow, his hair like the purest wool. He sat on a fiery throne with wheels of blazing fire. And a river of fire was pouring out, flowing from his presence. Millions of angels ministered to him, and millions stood to attend him. Then the court began its session, and the books were open. I continued to watch, and I could hear the little horn's boastful speech. I kept watching until the fourth beast was killed, and its body was destroyed by fire. The other three beasts had their authority taken from them, but they were allowed to live a little while longer. As my vision continued that night, I saw someone like a son of man coming with the clouds of heaven. Hallelujah. He approached the ancient one and was led into his presence. He was given authority, honor, and sovereignty over all the nations of the world, so that the people of every race and nation and language would obey him. His rule eternal. It will never end. His kingdom will never be destroyed. Hallelujah. The vision explained. I, Daniel, was troubled by all I had seen, and my vision terrified me. So I approached one of those standing beside the throne and asked him what it all meant, and he explained it to me like this. These four huge beasts representing four kingdoms that will arise from the earth. But in the end, the holy people of the Most High will be given the kingdom and they will rule forever and ever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do we get that? Do we understand that? Do we see that? In Proverbs, which is another word for wisdom in the scriptures, Proverbs 34 and 5, it says, "Who but Yahweh goes up to heaven and comes back down? He holds the wind in his fist. He wraps up the oceans in his cloak. Who has created the whole world, wide world. What is his name and his son's name? Tell me if you know. Every word of Yahweh proves through. His shield, he is a shield to all those who come to him for protection." And I'm telling everyone right now, no matter where you are, no matter who you are, he comes, it says, he is a shield to all those who come to him for protection. Now is the time. Now is the time to forget about all these things of the world, the fear around us, the fear of man, the fear of the weather, the fear of the storms that our Creator has the power to just stop. Now is the time to repent, and now is the time to ask our Creator to come and to protect us, to say we believe in Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, as the only way to the Father, and to turn and to repent, and to make an appeal, and repent and make an appeal that this track, the hurricane shift and be changed, and to make an appeal for those that it hits with thanksgiving and humbling, that he has allowed this to happen, to humble us, to come to him. And we know fear, no curse in our Creator, and understanding that our Creator is a jealous Elohim. That's what we need to understand. It says in Ezekiel 33:11, it says, "I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people." And this is the prophet Ezekiel. It says, "As surely as I live, says the sovereign Elohim, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they can live. Turn from your wickedness, so you should not die. So you should have life." And that's what it's about. It's about life. He takes no pleasure in our wickedness. And as you're listening to this, or you might hear about it, you might be thinking, you're not wicked. You know, you're not wicked. Well, think about what our Creator, in his holy word, the Bible, calls wickedness. He's given us a guideline and instruction to follow. And it is his commandments, his holy commandments. And the system of Christianity today is teaching that we don't need to follow that. That's all done and past and gone with. And then you have the other systems of this world saying, well, there's many different paths and ways and things to follow. And I'm telling you right now what the Bible says. The Bible says there's only one way, and it's a narrow path because only a few choose to follow it. And that narrow path leads to a narrow gate. And that narrow gate is Yeshua, our Messiah, the one they call Jesus. And that narrow path is the Torah, the first five books of the Bible. And it's filled with the commandments of our Creator. And I'm not just talking about the Ten Commandments. I'm talking about all the commandments of our Creator. And he says, you know, if you love me, you will keep my instructions. You will follow my commandments. So you have a choice right now, everybody. You could sit there and laugh at me and say, I don't know what I'm talking about. And you could live in fear. You could try to get on the highway and be stuck in traffic. You could try to board up your house. Or you can get down on your hands and knees. And you could repent. Repent to our Creator and ask him to show you. Ask him to show you if what I'm saying is true. Are we supposed to be following the commandments? Ask him, are we supposed to be calling out to him and not spending all day watching the news to find out where this track is coming, but we need to make our appeal to him to find out where this track is going, hallelujah. That's what we need to be doing. And I'm telling you right now, folks, I've been through storms before. I've been through hurricanes before, and I didn't have a relationship with my Creator when I went through some of those. But every storm I've been through, when I developed this relationship with my Creator, like the word says, he has taken me under his wing of protection and protected me, not only from the physical damage, but he's protected me from the physical stress that creates long-term damage in resulting of disease and other issues that can happen. The stress and the fear that is amongst so many people right now, that's what he's going to take away. We look at King David. His own family, his own son was coming down to kill him. He had people trying to kill from every side. But he says, No, I have the peace and the shalom of Yahweh amongst me. And he was able to put his head down and go to sleep and take a nap. That's what he was able to do. That's the peace and the shalom of our Creator. And we could all have that. But we have to know we're right with him. Here's what it comes down to, folks. We have rules and regulations and laws of our land. As a matter of fact, there's more rules, regulations, laws of our land than there is in the Bible. We follow those with no problem. So why not follow the one who created all these things? So if you're driving your car and you're doing something wrong and you get pulled over, that police officer's walking up to your car and you're nervous because you know you're caught. You know you were doing something wrong. You know there's going to be a consequence, and there is. As opposed to this scenario, you didn't do nothing wrong. You followed the law completely. You're right online with it. You have it documented. You followed it completely. You know in your heart you're as innocent can be. And that police officer walks up to the car. And with confidence, trust, and faith, you have so much peace. And you say, I haven't done anything wrong, officer. And he says, no, you haven't. Have a nice day. We're just out here protecting you. And that's the idea. He's given us guidelines and instructions to follow. And he's put righteous people to make sure those things are followed. But he's also rules not only those people here on earth and the authority and the order of our Creator. He also rules the heavens and the earth and everything in between. And he can make mountains move. He can make oceans depart. And he can calm the storm. And that's what we're praying for. We're praying for the storm to be calmed. And so I make an appeal to you to repent right now to our Creator. Understand and call out to him, our Creator Yahweh, that he would show us his will. And that we would seek to obey him. It's not about perfection, folks. There's only one perfect one. But we would seek to obey him. And we would seek his perfect will. And we would stop thinking that we could do this all our own way. Because it says in the Bible, there's a way before each person that seems right, but ends in death. And they're not talking about a physical death, because we're all going to die. They're talking about a spiritual death. They're talking about eternity. Do you want to deal with these storms and these hurricanes and all this stuff every day? Or do you want to get right with our Creator? And amongst what's happening around us, do you want to live with peace and joy and shalom inside us? That's what we want. We want that shalom. And as this hurricane comes, my prayer goes out to everyone that's out there that might be affected, that's been affected, and everything else. It's time to humble our hearts and to seek our Creator. Please, do your best to secure up your houses. Do your best to be wise in your evacuation plans and everything else. But even more so, please do your best to secure your relationship with our Creator. Do your best to thank him and praise him no matter what happens, all times, to humble yourself and get right with his word. Hallelujah. So that's my request today. Thank you for listening, and Yahweh be with you. Shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Alone in my sorrow and dead in my sin, lost without hope of no place to begin. Your love made a way to let mercy come in. When death was arrested and my life began, ash was redeemed, only beauty remains. And my orphan heart was given a name. My morning grew quiet, my feet rose to dance. When death was arrested and my life began. Oh, your grace, so free, washes over.